The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 19, Jesus is Born. Mary was engaged to a carpenter called Joseph, who lived in the town of Nazareth in the northern province of Galilee, and who was a just and upright man. When he discovered she was pregnant, his first intention was to separate from her. Then an angel appeared to him in a dream, told him of the child's divine origin, and commanded him to call him Jesus, which means God saves. Joseph was obedient to this vision. He took Mary as his wife, but they did not consummate their marriage until her son was born. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus ordered a census. Because he was a descendant of King David, Joseph returned to David's native city of Bethlehem to register, taking the pregnant Mary with them. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in a stable, because the inn was full. An angel appeared to a group of shepherds grazing their flocks nearby. They were terrified, but the angel told them that he came with good news. The Christ, that is, the anointed king, had been born in Bethlehem. They would find him wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. Then a great host of angels appeared, praising God and promising peace to those he favoured. The shepherds went to Bethlehem, visited the family, and spread the news that this was a very special baby. After 8 days he was circumcised, and the name Jesus formally conferred upon him. A few weeks later, his parents took Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem to perform the rites associated with the birth of a firstborn son. While they were there, two holy people, a man called Simeon and an elderly woman called Anna, blessed Jesus and foresaw a great destiny for him. Simeon prayed, "Lord, now permit your servant to die in peace according to your promise. For I have seen the salvation which you have prepared before all the nations, to serve as a revelation to those who are not Jews, and to glorify your own people Israel." Simeon warned Mary that suffering lay ahead, for her son and for herself, while Anna talked about him to everyone, hoping for the deliverance of the people of Israel. This has been taken from the Gospels of Matthew and Luke.